Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Andy,
yeah.
Sean Dyche, yeah, he sent his players a motivational WAV to help them get through the lockdown, yeah?
Okay.
I managed to get a copy using spyware from SkyBlast, yeah?
Ew, SkyBlast? SkyBlast
Rocket Systems, yeah. It's a really terrifying bit of software from a, quite frankly, Andrew, terrifying company.
Okay.
So I'll play it for you.
All right.
You need to stay at home and practice on your own. Keep your arse cheeks clean and stick to my routine. Get up early, 6:30, put bacon, fat and butter on your Weetabix. Shave your thighs, then put on your kit. If your shorts aren't tight, then you're probably unfit. Sit on the pot till 7:30, then wipe your arse with a slice of melon. It's nice and absorbent, nice and cool, and if you've had a clean break, you can eat it too. Make a pork pie smoothie in your Kenwood blender, then wash your hands with turkey render. At 12 o'clock, on the dot, take your second visit to the pot. Never strain, but don't go easy. You need to make space for your chips that are cheesy. After your chips, you'll want to kip. On waking up, wipe the dribble from your kit. Go into the garage once a day. Catch all the insects and punch them in the face. 4:30, dig a hole in your lawn. Fill it with bolts and your girlfriend's corn. At 7:30, eat a gammon slice. Always with chips, never with rice. Bed at 10 with an evening pie, have a tummy tank, and then it's good night. And remember, gravel, hardcore, screeding, drainage, damp proofing, plaster, pie. And that's the Burnley way.
So that's his motivational WAV for players during lockdown, Andrew.
That's excellent. You can apply that to ourselves as well because we're all physical people these days, aren't we?
Yeah, that's lockdown. True. That's a very nice sentiment. Sean Dyche, I've intercepted and been sent... a copy of his pre-season motivational MP3. So I thought you might like to hear it, Andy.
You thought that I was leaving. I expect you all were grieving. How would we kill a match stone dead without the disc beard as our head? Well, panic over and let's get training. The weather's perfect, it's fucking raining. We need to practice our shithousery and pick some fruit from the joyless tree. And diet-wise, remember, tinned peaches, kebab meat, offal, dark crab meat, walnuts, multi-pack pies, and that's the Burnley way. The season will be grueling. It's all about correct refueling. Pie at night and pie for a snack. If your belly's full, you can mount an attack. No flicks, no dribbles, no scissor kicks. If you want to get fancy, get off the pitch. Save your urine for a half-time drink. If you're running low, there's some of mine in the sink. The greatest goals are simple tappings. Score one of them and you'll get me rapping. And remember, anvils, hammers, shit, British horses, mould, reclamation yards, and that's the Burnley way.
That's it, Andy.
That's lovely. Yeah, because it looked like Dyche was going to go, didn't it?
Looked like he was going.
He hasn't, though.
He hasn't. Andrew, I were really lucky during lockdown and that, because I got hold of Infinity Rocket plastics again. It was right. Conker from there, got it for me. Got me an MP3 of Sean Dyche.
All right, okay.
He sent to all his players with advice about coping with the virus and that, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good all stuff, right. Makes a lot of sense, actually.
All right, are you going to play that now for us?
I'll do that now for you. The virus is a hoax. The government is a joke. The only thing that'll make you ill is eating pork not properly grilled. The best advice that I can give is wash your hands in a sink of piss. Morning wine is best. If there's floating lumps, simp it through your vest. If you get infected, diet is the fix. Eat pie and chips with Donna meat and a melted two-bar Twix. Tofu and seeds will make it worse. Likewise, muesli, it's a fucking curse. If you wear a mask, I'll send you home. If you use a sanitizer, I'll despise you. I'm all the doctor you will need. A kick up the arse and a sachet of speed. And remember, boulders, tarmac, drainage, pie, road noise, shit. And that's the Burnley way. And that's his advice.
Very good. It's not really working out for them, is it? So far.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment, no. I got a WAV from Badger and Co. down at Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Okay. Then,
as always, it's a rolling contract I've got with them. They've intercepted a WAV from Sean Dyche to his playing staff.
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
You saw what we did to Klopp. Now let's fuck the rest of them off. Keep your tactics basic, old-fashioned, simple and dated. Before the match, eat pie and gravy. Make sure the pastry's nice and flaky. Never shoot if you could get a throw-in. Always wash behind your foreskin. Clean sheets in the bedroom, clean sheets on the pitch. Blue drink on the sideline and pork rind in the fridge. And remember, dust sheets, diesel, puddings, nail guns, laminate, and that's the Burnley way. Effort without purpose, exhaustion without pain. If you can breathe at the end, then you're not my friend and you won't be playing again. Sensible haircuts only, especially for the goalie. Never pass a ball when it could be clouted. Never eat a spud if it's already sprouted. And remember, diarrhea, horse brasses, curry, winches, shit. And that's the Burnley way.
That's a good one. That should get them going.
That should get them going, definitely.
They've
nice
had some
stuff.
Good results, haven't they?
They're doing all right. Yeah, Burnley will always be okay because they've got Sean Dyche. As soon as he goes, it's like the Ravens leaving the Tower of London. That's it.
Yeah.
They're fucked as soon as he goes. But that can happen.
I don't know if you remember on the last podcast, I asked Badger from Infinity Rocket Plastics if he could hack into the CCTV from the tunnel the other night at Anfield. You know, when Klopp and Dyche had their little barney.
Yeah.
Well, he's only gone and come good, Badger.
My God.
So, shall we play that, yeah?
Yeah.
What you looking at? Take a photo next time, it'll last longer.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I've seen better beards on the muscles I buy from Aldi, you ginger pig.
Oh, pig, is it? You want to look in the mirror, mate? You might get some clues on how to make an omelette.
Oh, it's lucky for you that mirrors cannot talk.
Oh, very good, son. If I had a face like yours, I'd sue me parents.
Oh, is that right? Hey, if I throw a stick, will you leave? Ha, ha.
You know what? It's absolutely impossible to underestimate you. I'm jealous of all the people who've never met you.
Yeah, for sure. You should be so lucky. You know, the only difference between roadkill and a ginger is that roadkill has skid marks in front of it. Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, there's so many foreigners in your team, they should have passport control in the tunnel.
There are so many long balls in your team that you have to tox them into your socks. Ha, ha, ha.
Ah, you know that Firmino prick? Are there teeth in his gob or fucking light bulbs? Ha, ha.
At least he can afford a dentist. Y'all lot get their teeth done at Timpson's the Cobblers. Ha, ha.
Ah, you're jealous. You're jealous. Is your ass jealous of the amount of shit that just came out of your mouth?
I don't think so. You, mate, are the reason that the gene pool needs a lifeguard.
Bottom line is, we're going to beat you tonight, Kloppo. Kloppo the clown.
I don't think so, Davros. Not going to happen.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off. Reverse the living shit out of you there for sure.
Oh, wouldn't that's the end? So they had a good old Barney,
wow.
Didn't they?
A proper ding-dong, that, wasn't it? Blimey.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The lads at Rocket Plastics have managed to intercept another inspirational WAV that Sean Dyche sent out to his players and staff to help them get through the summer. Shall I play it for you?
Yeah.
Summer can be hot. We tend to sweat a lot. Collect it in a bucket. Freeze it hard, then suck it. Drink water every hour and gravy twice a day. If you find that you're always pissing, keep a cloth in your pocket to catch your drippings. If you must go on a holiday, a caravan park is the only way. You can't go abroad because of travel restrictions, or in your case, Pat, because of previous convictions. Spend some time with your wife and kids. Keep your emotions soft with syrup of figs. I don't want you watching the Euro games with their fancy tactics and foreign names. I don't want you getting ideas. I want you eating pies and not tortillas. And remember, grit, sharp sand, meat, ballast, tarmac, pasties. And that's the Burnley way.
Very, very inspirational. He should do the rounds of travel lodges and that, you know, inspiring salesmen and the like.
Yeah.
Thanks once again to Moose down at Infinity. I've got a copy of the start of season motivational WAV that Sean Dyche sent out to all his squad and staff at Burnley.
Okay.
Interested?
Very interested.
Do I have music, or do I just do it these days?
Once again, we will be representing the twin forces of pie and building supplies in the Premier League. So listen up and comply to survive. Oh, yes. Wear your shorts tight and your shirt pulled up high. Never eat a salad unless it's dwarfed by a pie. Shine your shoes with elbow grease when you're off down the boozer, wear a purple fleece. No pointless dribbles or fancy back flicks. A stud to the knee, that is the sweetest of all the kicks. And remember, Araldite. Wirewall. Pie. Joists. Bog roll. And that's the Burnley way. I know you wanted more signings, but shut up with your whining. Get down the gym and put in some graft, then drink some lager, make sure it's draft. When eating your pies, make it fulfilling. Take a couple bites of crust and filling. Ketchup is fine and a portion of peas. If your side dish is a burger, go easy on the cheese. Don't play FIFA, it could give you fancy ideas. If you must watch a match on the TV, go lower league and follow Shrewsbury. And remember, crust, rust, paving, worktops, that's the Burnley way.
So thanks to Moose for... That should get them going at Burnley, shouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think this could be the season when it all goes wrong for them.
You reckon?
No, they haven't started well. I don't know. This could be, time could be up for Burnley.
Oh, Andy, the people at Infinity Rocket Plastics, they got hold of a, I think it's a WAV 4. Is that such a thing? Is a WAV, a 4 WAV?
I'm not familiar with it, but I'm not really
anyway,
up to speed.
Anyway, it's one of them. And it's Sean Dyche's final motivational tape that he gave to his squad before he left.
Okay. So, well, that is a sad development for me, Dyche leaving Burnley. Yeah, it's like, what is it they say when the Ravens leave the Tower of London or something? That's when it's all over. That's when Armageddon happens, something like that.
So you think Burnley's gone now?
Yeah, I think so. I think relegation's imminent, and then they'll probably do Sunderland, end up in League One. I don't see how they can, you know, progress at all. But
we shall see. Well, maybe if they remember these words from Sean,
I doubt they
might
will.
See him
but
through.
Let's have a listen to them. Here we go.
For 6 years we've been together, enjoying Burnley's shitty weather. Eating pies and pissing in sinks, bullying the likes of Harry Winks. We've played it long, we've tackled hard, we've kept clean sheets and we've eaten lard. Keep your football simple, use pliers when you squeeze a pimple. Wear your shirts, ironed and tight, when you're out for a pint on a Saturday night. And remember... dung, brickwork, ducting, pie, forklifts, and that's the Burnley way. Fancy footwork's a waste of time, just like hot dogs without the brine. A back pass is worth 10 to the side, a steak is always better fried. Referees are bastards, VAR's a fucking joke. If you're feeling bad at half-time, then have a fucking smoke. Dribbling is for babies, smoked salmon is for the ladies. Please don't bother with fancy flicks, Rabonas and nutmegs are just for pricks. Make sure we remain a team to be feared, it won't be easy without me disappeared. Kick the ball high into the sky, a tackle hard, aiming for the thigh. A time waster is a point saver, and an old-fashioned blade is the perfect razor. And remember, putty, dubbing, joists, shit, that's the Burnley way. Good luck.
That's his final
luck.
Message, Andy.
Good luck and fuck off. Thanks for nothing. Oh, that's a shame, though, isn't it? It really is.
It is a shame because when I think what he's done for that club.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes the people in charge know what they're doing, sometimes they don't. And this feels to me like it's one of them where they haven't got a fucking clue.
So, good folk at Infinity Rocket Plastics, bless them, where would we be without them? They've been monitoring Sean Dyche's WAV outputs these past few weeks.
Right.
That's a nice thing to monitor, isn't it? Outputs, Andy.
Outputs, yeah.
And they came across an interesting one he posted on his WhatsApp group for out-of-work managers. He posted a motivational MP3, I think it is. I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
I'll play it for you, Andy.
Go for it.
Sleep until 10:30 and keep your spirits chirpy. Chew on a slab of jerky if your wife starts getting shirty. Put some work into your CV, cover your belly in lukewarm ghee. Get yourself an 80-inch smart TV and sit in your knickers watching live Grand Prix. If you're getting bored, then eat some meat. A bit of neck end goes down a treat. And remember, grizzle. Ligaments. Crude oil. Plaster. Shit. That's the Sean Dyche way. Apply for a job if you must do, but better wait till they come for you. Grow a disc beard and wear your shirt tight. Have curry and chips on a Friday night. Piss in the sink if you're busting, but never in the shower, that's disgusting. Take your dog for a walk in the park. Have a gallon of lager as soon as it's dark. And remember, curd. Residues. Blockages. Shit. Tourniquets. Dust sheets. And that's the Sean Dyche way.
Thanks for Infinity Rockets for intercepting that.
That's brilliant. It's good to see that Sean's continuing his ethos, I think if you call it that, even though he hasn't got a job anymore.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.